whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven one more time tonight and thank God for the privilege of being here as a person? He called you to bless you. He called me to bless me. Give him thanks and praise. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Lord Jesus, we want to return again all the glory to you for bringing us into this 28th Shiloh. I pray that no one returns without a raw encounter with you. I pray that we make this a mountain of transfiguration for every participant. I pray that no one returns from this event disappointed. All over the world where we are gathered tonight and all through Shiloh 2018, may the manifest presence of God at the center be same in all locations. In the name of Jesus. Appear to everyone at Shiloh 2018 by your word. Appear to everyone at Shiloh 2018 by your word. Yeah. Let it be a mountain of world encounters indeed. Yeah. And thank you for it. In Jesus' precious name. Yeah. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. And please, you may be seated. Let me again welcome every one of us into his presence. Welcome every one of us to the feet of Jesus. Welcome every one of us to this mountain of fat things. A feast of wine on the leaves. A feast of wine on the lees, well refined, of foul things full of marrow. And the Lord shall destroy upon this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. It shall be a mountain of light. It will swallow up death in victory. The Lord will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the reproach of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. before the Lord has spoken. That's Isaiah 25 and verse 6 to 8. No one will return with tears on his face. This shall be to every one of us a mountain of divine solutions. Everyone appointed to death will be fully liberated. That my son is a medical doctor himself, and they told him, you have 6 months more to live. If you go to Nigeria, nobody can guarantee your return. You shouldn't fly at all. He came here with that dilapidated heart condition. And 2010 till now, shame on the devil. Everyone appointed to death will return liberated. If that looks like you, let me hear your loudest amen. When I say Shiloh 2018, you will say, I have dominion. Amen. And I say, I have dominion. Then you reply and said, I take dominion at Shiloh 2018. It's one thing to have it, it's another thing to take it. Everybody is returned with the rod of dominion in their hand. Shiloh 2018. I have dominion. At Shiloh 2018. You know, he said you shall have whatsoever you say. I take dominion at Shiloh 2018. I have it. Already given, but I am now here to take it. And I'm taking it back home. Whatever you take from here will live with you for life. I saw that he bore my sicknesses and carried my pains. Himself took my sicknesses and carried my pains. I saw he did it, so I took it. And I took it July 79, and I'm still in command today. I have dominion over this body. This body responds to my authority. What I say to this body is what this body obeys. In the name of Jesus, whatever you truly take from this place will live with you for life. Just before we get into the word, the Lord asked me to offer this warning to everyone on Shiloh ground and in all our various locations. Every prophetic gathering is a two-sided gathering. Behold, I lay before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life, that thou and thy seed may live. If you will hearken to my word, I'm observed to do what I tell you to do. I'll set you on high above all nations, and all these blessings will come to you. But if you will not hearken to me, verse 14, all these curses will follow. Please make a choice for his blessings at Shiloh. His curses can be costly. For anyone who might have been an agent of the devil sent here, this is a dangerous place. Please don't ever tamper with anything that is not yours. Don't. Just like whatever the Lord doeth is forever. Whatever causes the Lord inflict is forever. Don't try it. The Lord told me to warn you. Please be warned and choose the blessing. The causes can be very costly. Choose the, you know, it's the opening night. There is no report from anywhere, but God told me to warn you. And I'm warning everybody in every location where we are gathered. Don't toy with curses. For the curse of the Lord is in the house of the thief, and it will consume it all together. The stones, the wood, the earth, nothing will remain. Don't try it. Thank you, Jesus. Eroding the dominion era of the church is what we are looking at tonight. Eroding the dominion era of the church. The first thing we're looking at is, what is dominion? In our context, dominion can be defined as being in control of the affairs of life. That was God's mandate for the man that he made. Let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And verse 28, and so the Lord made man. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over everything that moveth upon the earth. What is dominion? Is having it always the way you want it. For I'm a man under authority, I say to this go, it goes, and to that comes, it comes. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 8 to 10. Speak the word only. He had it the way he wanted it. And his servant was made whole that self same hour. Having it the way you want it always. That's dominion. What is dominion? Number 3. Is being in command in one's field of endeavor. Being in command in one's field of endeavor, and we saw that. In the testimony of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, plus Daniel, they were 10 times better than their colleagues. Daniel was referred above all other presidents in Babylon. Being in command in one's field of endeavor. What is dominion? Having authority from on high to reign in life. Having authority from on high to reign in life. He has redeemed us as priests and kings out of every tribe, if you start from verse 19, out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation, So there is no disadvantaged citizen on the earth. His redemption plan is universal. The effect is universal. So he has redeemed us unto our God as priests and kings, so we can reign on the earth. Out of every tongue, out of every kindred, out of every people, out of every nation. Out of every nation. So no disadvantaged nation. In Mark 11, 28 to 30, they were asking Jesus, by what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee this authority to do these things? And Jesus answered, I will also ask you one question, and answer me. Then I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Then he brought the question out. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me. So the authority that enthrones us is from heaven. Is from where? It's not man-made, so it cannot be man-checked. It's from heaven. Authority from heaven. Authority from heaven to reign on the earth. Every child of God is a citizen of heaven. Philippians 3 verse 20. For our conversation or citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are heavenly citizens on a mission on the earth. And our mission is to have dominion over the earth. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 17, the Bible says, for by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. So we are enthroned through Jesus Christ to reign on the earth. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 27. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. This is so important. In Psalm 110 verse 1, 2 and 3, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. That means Jesus won't come until his enemies are made his footstool. He said, the Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Zion means the church of Christ. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. If you're in the last days and Jesus on his way coming, then the church of the last days is ordained to have dominion over the earth. The church is not a building. The church is a people. Every member of the body of Christ is ordained to have dominion on the earth. And in the name of Jesus, you will not be left out there. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. We serve the God of times and seasons, who makes all things beautiful in his time. For everything, there's a time and a season. And in verse 11 of Ecclesiastes 3, he makes all things beautiful in his time. Let me speak this to all of us who are here, all the powerful sons and daughters of the prophet, who are causing great waves in their respective ministries. We are not smarter than those before us. We are only called in this colorful time where God has ordained to elevate his church. We are not smarter. We are just privileged to be here in his time for doing what he's doing. The people we met in ministry were great prayer warriors, fasting as a lifestyle, seeking the face of God at every cost. I was coming in here tonight and I saw people in the car and then they have light. No, we were in the forest. No light. No water. You don't even think of water. God is doing what he's doing because it is his time to do it. Amen. I want all ministers give the Lord a big hand. It's not your smartness. It's not your greatness. Amen. It makes all things beautiful in his time. When God spoke about building this tabernacle, there was no gathering in this country that had 2,000 people. There was no gathering, there was no convention. Check history. That had 2,000 people. Where would they get it from? When you had 500 people in the service, in the convention, say, the whole world came. The whole world came. I'll tell you what that was. There was no musical equipment anywhere. I mean, you just come and sing with your mouth and stamp with your feet and clap. What has brought all this beauty? God's timing. He makes all things beautiful in his time. So, it was his time to build this tabernacle, then he built it. And he built it to fill it. You understand what I'm talking about? So, it's not about capacity, it's not about ability, it's about the beauty of his timing. He makes all things beautiful in his time. In his time. In his time. And I'm glad to let you know, we are in the last days. We are in the times of the glorification of the church. We are in the time of the dominion of the church. We are in the time where God has just come down to manifest himself among his people. You will not be left out. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. He makes all things beautiful in his time. The end time church is ordained a reigning church. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above the mountains and exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways. We will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall proceed the law. Authority in the last day shall be domiciled in the church. Whether anybody is angry or happy, it doesn't change it. That is God's agenda for the last days. The law shall proceed out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. It's God's agenda. Only a fool stands before a 16-wheeler trailer and say, I won't let you go. Amen. It will grind you to nothing. No. In the last days. And Peter stood up and said, this is that which was spoken, that in the last days. So last days began in the upper room. You cannot begin to imagine what stage of the last days we are in. We are in the closing days of the last days. We are in the closing days of the last days. It's the law. The law means authority and the word of the law. So there are two different things. Revelation will be flowing like water. Like rushing fountain. Revelation like rushing fountain. And it shall engender men and women of authority rising in their numbers. Not people that came from somewhere and say, you know, people that are made great by God.
Yes.
Not people can't tell where they're coming from. People made great by God. Hallelujah. Authority shall be domiciled in the church of the last days. Let all people, political, you know, gladiators, understand this truth. If the church says no, you can go nowhere. Did you see what the evangelicals did in America? If the church says no, you are wasting your time. Authority in the last days, in all things, shall be domiciled in the church. It is not by negotiation. It's a divine agenda. It can't be altered by a man or group of people. Thank you, Jesus. Please be sensitive to the timings of God. Be sensitive to God's timings. You are in your season of enthronement. God is conferring authority upon your life at Shiloh 2018. God has determined to establish the dominion of the church in these last days. Psalm 81, 87, please, and verse 1 to 7. Very interesting picture. His foundation is upon his holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Now, let me quickly do this. What is Zion? In Hebrews 12, 22, 24, he said, but ye are come to Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. And what? To the general assembly and church of the firstborn. So Zion is the church in prophecy. Zion is the church in prophecy. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Amen. Oh yeah, I'm going to make mention of Rahab. And Babylon, to them that know me, they know. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. He said, and of Zion shall be said, this and that man was born in her. Hallelujah. And the highest himself shall establish her.
Hallelujah.
The giants of this end time shall be domiciled in church. Giant in all feats of endeavors. The highest himself shall establish her. It's not something you organize. It's by the hand of the Almighty God. By the hand of the Almighty God. The same way Covenant University has left many Covenant universities in the West behind, many in the West, in the East, everyone behind. You don't talk to nobody. The highest himself shall establish. Amen. Covenant is today within 3% of world leading universities. 3% globally. Amen. There are 29 plus universities in the world who are within the first 600. Covenant is within the first 600 out of 29,000. Man, you better wake up. We are in the last days. The highest himself is establishing his glory in the church. Many men will rise like nations.
Amen.
Many men will rise from this Shiloh that will be stronger than strong nation.
Yes.
Somebody excited? Come on, give the Lord praise, everyone. Dominion. That's God's agenda for the end time church. We are redeemed. Now, go ahead. Let's finish that chapter. Verse 6. The Lord shall count when he righted up the people that this man was born there. The most notable citizens of the earth shall be found in the church. And then verse 7. As well as the singers, like you saw that my son giving testimony, as the players of instruments, shall be there. All my springs shall be domiciled in Zion. How many of them? Science and technology? Commerce? Economy? All my springs. All my springs. Not some. All my springs. You can get angry if you want. It won't change it. You can be upset. That's very good for you. All my springs. The largest, highest employers of labor shall be found in the church. All my springs. There are those sitting down here today that they would number 100,000 people in your own organization. All my springs are in thee. Now, it's one thing to see. It's another thing to receive it. Praise God. Now, this is how it works. What you see is great, but it has nothing to offer until it's received. You have found a seed, great, but until you sow the seed, it will abide alone. So you receive the seed into your mind, your fertile mind. Amen. And be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we receive it with our mind. Number 3, we believe with our heart. Number 4, we declare with our mouth. Glory to God. Number 5, you put to work what he says to do. Number 6, you begin to walk in the consciousness of it. You begin to do what? Since the day I found that he will set me up above all nations of the earth, if I will do what he says, there is nothing locally that moves me. I went above the localities.
Hallelujah.
1984. Amen. And watch what is happening today. So please see, receive it in your mind, believe it with your heart, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It didn't profit them, not being mixed with faith in them. You believe it in your heart. You believe it in your heart. You declare it with your mouth. With the heart we believe, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Your position won't change until you declare it. Your position will not change until you declare what you have found. Your position will never change until you declare what you have found. God cannot confirm what you will not say. It was confirming the word with signs following. You can't say it, you can't see it. And then put your part of the deal to work. Whatever it says to do to make that thing work, keep at it. And then, of course, the one you will always forget it. Walking in the consciousness of it. I can't imagine me called sick. If you say it, you are wasting your mouth. You walk in the conscious. Look, because you have had so many things. Why are they not there with you? Because you don't know how to process it. This is the covenant process system. You see, You receive it in your mind. You believe it in your heart. You declare with your mouth. And then you put your part of it to work. What he says to do, you are doing it. Glory to God. And then you walk in the consciousness of it. For God is a God of knowledge by whom actions are weighed. 1 Samuel 2:3. You walk in the consciousness of it. And then, number 7. Be assured that God's integrity is committed. Be assured. Be confident that God's integrity is committed to perform his word. That was the place where Abraham stood. Against hope, he believed in hope. That he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. Even so shall thy seed be. So, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Being fully persuaded, be assured that his word will come to pass. We are redeemed to walk in dominion. Ephesians 5 and verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Have respect to the covenant of the Lord, because the dark places of the earth, they are full of the habitations of cruelty. And the cheapest way to walk in the midst of darkness, to walk in dominion, is to be light. Because the dominion of light over darkness is instant and unquestionable. In the name of Jesus, every area of concern in your life, they are all the workings of the powers of darkness. Now, with your consciousness of being a child of light, I see every power of darkness arrayed against your life dismantled tonight. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. You must take dominion from here over every area of concern in your life. God shall be confirming in these last days that the heavens do rule on the earth. God shall be confirming in these last days that the heavens do rule on the earth. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 25. Daniel 4:25. That they shall drive thee from men, that is Daniel interpreting this dream to Nebuchadnezzar, that wicked king, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdoms of men and giveth it to whomsoever he wills. Verse 26. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be shown to thee after that thou have known that the heavens do rule. Now, how does that apply to you? At redemption, we are raised up together with him, Ephesians 2, verse 6, and made to sit together with him in heavenly places. And that is located far above all principalities and powers, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And verse 22. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. To the church. To the church. To the church. So, we are heavenly rulers on the earth. Jesus has subjected all things under his feet for the church to reign on the earth. And that's where you are. From today, no more torture or afflictions of the powers of hell in your life. That was the secret of my authority that I found in 1979. That I'm seated far above. Sir, I received it in my mind. Sure. I believed it with my mouth, with my heart. Yeah. I declare with my mouth. How many of you are witches here? Stand up. I'm seated far above you, amen. I declared with my mouth. I began to put it to work. Working in the consciousness of it and being fully persuaded that that is the truth and nothing but the truth. From that time until now, all devils shiver when I stand.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Whether they are human devils or devils. When I stand and I declare my authority, they take over. Just process it for maximum impact on your life. You found it, you receive it with your mind, and then you believe it with your heart. You declare it with your mouth. You know, I said, I can never be sick. 1979, on the Ogunpa flood day. That's the only way I know it. Praise God. I came out from that thing and I saw Ogunpa flood being announced or something. Yeah! I can never! Whatever you can't say boldly, you have not believed heartily. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks on its own. There is no go come. You are not organizing it. High blood pressure, not me.
No.
There are no premonition. It's inside you. Yes. Out of the abundance of the heart. So let the word of God dwell richly in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Dwell richly in your heart. You'll be saying it naturally.
Naturally.
I saw myself in a coffin one night. And I replied in the sleep. I said, poor devil, is it not written? There is no wisdom, no cancer, no understanding the grave. Nobody sees himself in the coffin and stay there. Dummy devil, get out! In the sleep, because your spirit man doesn't sleep. Whatever you believe in your heart is working even in the night.
Yes.
I mean, a lion does not become a goat because he's sleeping. Amen. Amen. Even the sleeping state of a lion scares other animals. He may not be sleeping, oh. He may not be looking, oh. Oh, Lua, oh. Go to my ribby. It takes to him. Even when the lion is genuinely, snoring. They say it's pretending. Now just come near, it will eat your head fully. Amen. I say, even in the sleep. That's why I say, believe it in your heart.
Yeah.
Even in the sleep.
Hallelujah.
Even in the sleep. Somebody's breaking forth this time. If you just take that processing line on every truth that you ever find, forget the devil. For he upholds all things by the word of his power. That's where your dominion lies. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Well, the good news tonight is you are living here a changed man. The things you used to fear shall begin to fear you from now. God has determined to establish the dominion of the end time church and no one can disannul it. Isaiah 14, verse 24. It said, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Verse 25. For the Lord of hosts, go to 25 please, that I will break the Assyrian in my land. Anything resisting your dominion on the earth, God shall break it. And upon my mountains, tread them underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from their shoulders. Verse 26. I said, this is the purpose, that is purpose upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched upon all nations. Verse 27. For the Lord of hosts has purpose, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? God has determined to establish the dominion of the end time church. Let every Assyrian beware. He will break your head for nothing. He will trample you under feet for nothing. A time comes when the church says, die, you die. Run mad, you run mad, sir. Some fellows meander to our old church in Lagos, and I said, now I command them smitten with madness. Everyone that stepped there. First in the morning, they brought the first madman. I wanted to pray for him. He said, stop, you asked me to do it. God told me you asked me to do it. Straight down with the madness. First one, bam. Same day, same money. Another one, bam. Just to show that what I said he should do, he did. If the church comes against any arrogant fellow who's puffing, you die for nothing.
Die for nothing.
You die for nothing. That's the authority of the end time church, sir. It's not about clapping and dancing. That's the authority of the end time church. Africa shall be delivered. Amen. Nigeria shall be delivered. Every occulting powers holding sway on the nations of Africa shall be messed up this year. Thank you, Jesus. According to biblical prophecy, churches like nations shall continue to rise in these last days. And by saying, yea, many strong nations shall come. Zechariah chapter 8. You know why? Churches have become like nations. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Churches like nations will rise. And the manifestations of God's glory among the church will humble the nations. Hey, Jekka Lobe, let's go there. Oh, it's working. These people know how to make it work. Let's go there. Let's go there and learn. Do you know something? To the glory of God, Canaan land has never suffered power outage since 1999. 20 solid years. 20 solid years. And we are not owing anybody living or dead. And nobody in this church is under any pressure under heaven. No private consultation with anybody since inception till tomorrow. Yes, our church started 83, but our ministry started 81. May 24. Never had to borrow
could manage the little to make it sufficient.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Never under pressure at any time.
No specialist offering razor. No prophetic offering racing.
You know, I'm telling you how things can work with dignity working with Jesus.
Hey, let me tell you this.
Churches will become global pace setters.
Amen.
The doings of God in the church will humble the pride of the world.
Amen.
Let's go and find out. Let's go and find out how they're doing it. Why are the universities are the only one working? Why are we all not working? Here we come. Why are they paying all their staff? Nobody, no delay. How are they doing it? Are we not in the same country? No, we are living in different realms.
Hallelujah.
We are living in different realms. Glory to God. Glory to God. Something's breaking forth. In the name of Jesus, no one here will miss out of these glory waves. You shall not miss out of it in the name of Jesus. In the same vein, men and women like nations shall begin to rise in the body of Christ in these last days. Look at Abraham. I will make thee great. I'll make thy name great. I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. Just chapter 13. By chapter 14, Abraham had an army. Abraham had what? An army. When he heard that his brother-in-law was carried away captive, he put his army, 318. What was the population of the world that time? Abraham had an army in chapter 14 and took on the army of another nation and conquered them and rescued his brother. And every child of God is a seed of Abraham. Men like nations are on their way rising. Men like nations are on their way rising. Men like nations are on their way rising. He said, by the revelation of the end time, a little one among us shall become a thousand. And a small one, what? A strong nation. Not just a nation, no. There are nations and there are strong nations. A strong nation. A G8 nation. Not a nation that is not sure whether it's a nation or not. Amen. A strong nation. A little one. That is, personalities will be rising in the church that will be classified as strong nations.
Amen.
Their impact will be in many civilized nations.
Amen.
They will be sponsoring many events across the nations of the earth.
Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest.
Amen.
So in case you are bothered about churches becoming like nations, now you better be more bothered. Because I know that under this apostolic covering, amen, both those of us who are in the winner's family and those who are connected to it, you have minimum 100,000, I know,
amen,
men like nations,
amen,
that will rise from here.
Amen.
Somebody has seen it, but somebody has not received it. Have you received it?
Yes,
I said, God has ordained that to be listed as yes. One of the men like nations.
Yes. Yes.
You know, he said, not all men can receive this saying except to them that are given. You remember that in Matthew chapter 19, talking about marriage and divorce. He said, and he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom is given. There are many things you don't receive, maybe because it's not given to you. Amen. But I saw something that I will stir up jealousy through you. I saw it in my Bible many, many years ago. I received it. I believed it. I declared it. So when you think some people hate me, no, they are only jealous. They are jealous. They are only jealous. There is no hatred there. Why is he working for them all the time? They are only jealous. And I knew they would be jealous long time.
Hallelujah.
When there was nothing to jealous around my life, I knew. Because I received the word in my mind when I found it. I believed it in my heart. I kept declaring it with my mouth. And I was saying to everybody, but not all men could receive it. How can they be jealous of us? What do they be jealous of us? Look at us, we are Nigerians. It's not. Glory to God. Now, I want to give the glory to God, but all the revival waves in America has not produced this crowd in all American history. I'm telling you the humble truth, because I'm a student of Christian history. I did a lot of it. We didn't do this. He did it. But I'm saying that God is no respecter of nations.
Yes, sir.
Anything can happen to any man.
Yes, sir.
Who will receive, believe, declare, put his path to walk in the question of it, and be fully assured
yes,
that
it's
happening. That's your portion.
Yes.
Tonight, God will stamp the seal of dominion on your forehead.
Yes.
Say with me, I'll receive it.
I receive it.
In my mind, I believe this with my heart. I declare this with my mouth. I put my part of it to work. I keep walking in the question of it. And I'm fully persuaded. It shall be delivered practically. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. The truth tonight is God is changing somebody's story. He said, and saviors shall come up from Mount Zion, that shall judge the mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. An army of saviors, global rescue agents, will begin to arise from the Church of Christ. You believe you are one of them? Let me hear your loudest amen. As darkness continues to cover the earth and gross darkness the people, the church are going to manifest as the light of the world. Yeah, the light of the world. And the world is a world of darkness. Darkness shall cover the earth, Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 3. And gross darkness, people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles will come to your light. And their kings. And their kings. To the brightness of your rising. I decree your unimpeded access to the light from heaven. In Isaiah 59 and verse 14 and 15, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and it that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Now, that is the state of the world today. You hardly can locate the truth anywhere. We live in a world of classical deceptions. All kind of things. But the church is the pillar and ground of truth. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15. That is the place of the church in this end time. We are in a world of falsehood, lies, all kinds. We have plenty of that in our country here. Somebody tells you something, you better don't run with it. Don't. But the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. I tell you something, you won't find the truth anywhere now except in church.
Yes.
That will make people run to find God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Your oppression is over. Your affliction is over. Everything standing against your promised land clears off tonight. Clears off tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, where this is where dominion begins. Not that one cannot dominate in life, that one must dominate his life before he can dominate his world. Jesus became the first begotten of the Father, Hebrews 1:6, before he brought many other sons to glory. Until one is rescued, he cannot rescue others. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and then holiness and gospel shall possess their possession, verse 17, and then saviors will emerge. After being delivered, after possessing our possession, then they emerge as saviors to help others get across to theirs. We must be out to remove the beam in our eyes before looking for how to remove the mote in the eyes of other people. Mark chapter 7 and verse 3 to 6. This is where dominion begins. It begins with you dominating the issues of your life. I have this series of encounters that may help interpret this. 1979, I had an encounter with Ephesians 2 verse 6 and Ephesians 1, 20 and 21 that helped reposition me with authority over principalities and powers. He was going to send me to liberate the world, so he had to liberate me first. Hello? You can't liberate nobody until you are liberated. You can't be in a pit and want to get somebody out of that pit. You have to come out of that pit first. Amen. And one of the worst oppressions of the devil is sickness and disease. Jesus went about doing good and healing those that were oppressed of the devil. So, in 79, through Kenneth Hagin's material, he connected me to, he took my infirmity and bore my sicknesses. He took, then he can be there. You know why? He was going to send me to heal the sick. He had to heal me first. He had to give me authority first. You have to dominate the issues of your life before you can dominate your world. You dominate first. You dominate. So on this mountain, can I tell you this? Nobody is permitted to return with any sickness or disease. And you won't be coming and going for it anymore. That my son now is 10 years or about 8 years now that he got free from that debilitating heart condition. And he's still jumping about. And he's still here today. You have to dominate your issues to dominate your world. You have to dominate your issues to dominate your world. Jesus said, you will use this proverb to me. Physician, heal thyself. Say, look at me. Look at me. Now, whatever remains to be dominated in your life, is dominated tonight. Stop considering anybody's opinion. Abraham considered not his own body, which himself knows is as good as dead. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He considered only the word. He considered what?
Only the word.
He considered only the word. And Isaac came. Your Isaac must come. Your Isaac must come. Your Isaac must come. Every oppression of the devil must end in your life tonight. Now, wait a minute. Can you imagine the devil oppressing people in heaven? Now, where are you seated now? So, oppression of the devil is illegal. Where you are seated is illegal. Nightmares is illegal. Spirit husband, spirit wife is illegal. Amen. Spells and enchantment. Can you imagine them in heavenly places? Now, where are you seated now? Where are you seated now? Can you imagine terminal disease in heavenly places? Casual disease in heavenly places? Can you imagine pains and discomfort in heavenly places? Now, where are you seated? Those are illegal operations. Where you are seated. Where you are seated is a no-go area. For Satan's oppression. It's a no-go area. So you are free tonight. Now, let me tell you this. You can never dominate what we not despise. You can never dominate what you will not despise. We were in a crusade in 1980, and then there was this madman that the madness came back on him. Amen. Because the devil went around and said, well, I better go back to where I was before. And so he was in the camp with us. And so they called me and they said, we have a big problem here. They were using all their muscles to tie him down. No way, in Jesus' name. Yeah. When I came, I said, leave him. I pointed one scripture at him. Jude verse 6. That the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. What are you doing here? All the devils left. You can't dominate what you don't despise. You cannot dominate what you don't despise. You cannot dominate what you don't despise. You despise by the word of God. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Oh, you have high blood pressure. Not me. Check it. Not necessary. Me and you checking what? I said, cannot have. Check what? It went to wherever it came from. I never know the medication, no name in my life. Never swallowed one. You can never dominate what you don't despise. You can never. There is nothing in the devil. All powers in heaven and on earth are already given to Jesus.
Yes.
When you remove all from anything, what remains? The devil has no power left with himself. What he has now is devices, wiles, and tricks. Subtlety. That's what he has remaining. He doesn't have no power left with him.
He doesn't have no power. He said there is no power but of God. There is no power but of God. It's not, let's discuss. There is no power but of God. What do you mean? That's what I mean. There is no power. Tell every occultic man there is no power but of God. Tell every witch there is no power. And if you move your mouth, I cut it off.
Yes, sir.
That's no power but of God. There is no power from of God, but of God. Please take that seriously. And tonight when I say stamp on the devil and kick him, just stamp. Somebody had been, you know, sickness today, sickness tomorrow, but he came into church in 2007. And heard me say, I can never be sick. It was a healing month. He was bothered. He came again the following Sunday, heard me say, I can never be sick. He said, well, even though I don't know scripture, me too, I can never be sick. Amen. Now, he testified last Sunday, this is the 11th year that he has not known any sickness. Come on, give the Lord praise. After he heard me say that, he said, he began to study the word to find out where I found it from. He has stayed super healthy life for 11 years. I have one of our precious ones here, Elder Ogundipe. Can you come, please? Elder Elizabeth Ogundipe. She's an 80-year young girl. Amen. Please give this young lady a big hand. Amen. She is almost looking 40. Here she comes, 80 years young. Amen. Praise God. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Can't you see the beauty of the Lord? She celebrated her 80th in July. She celebrated her 80th year in July. Now, listen to me. For 19 years, she doesn't know how headache feels. In fact, the doctors that used to check her up, that she used to go to, came to look for her. And said, we have not been seeing you. 19 years, no sickness, no disease. Come on, give the Lord praise. Amen. Now, she is still serving in the crowd control unit. She is still serving in the crowd control unit where you need energy to move. At the age of 80 plus. When you are 80, you will look stronger. When you are 80, you will still be serving God. Nobody is deceiving anybody here. This is 80 years, 19 years dominion over sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus, your dominion over sickness and disease is established today. Come on, give the Lord praise. Glory to God. Because your eyes have seen it, your mind has received it, and your heart has believed it, it will also happen to you. It will also happen to you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
One day the word of the Lord appeared to me. My son David, my prosperity plan is not a promise. It does not answer to prayers. It's not a promise that has no respect for fasting. My prosperity plan is a covenant. Until your part is played, I am not committed. Man, I received it in my mind.
I believed it in my heart. I declare with my mouth, yay, I can never be poor. I began to do what the covenant demands with utmost delight, without anybody pushing me, without anybody admonishing me. I began to walk in the country. You can't make me think poor. No matter how hard you try. You can't. You can't. It just reconstructed my mentality. Glory to God. Being fully assured. I mean, one thing that is tormenting the devil about my life now is, where is this man? Where is he getting it from? Go and ask God. Go and ask God. I don't share no booties from any government authority in my life. I have a clear conscience. I don't owe them nothing. Glory to God. Amen. But I'm blessed. I'm jealously blessed. Praise God. Now, can I tell you this? I'm rich. I'm dangerously wealthy. Glory to God. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The righteous shall see it and be glad. Whatever I wanted comes. That's what they call wealth. You have seen many things, but you have not received many. You need to receive this in your mind. According to scriptures, the lamb before many of us shall be like the Garden of Eden. While behind us will be desolate wilderness. And because you are a seed of Abraham. When you do the works of Abraham, the blessing of Abraham will start answering your life. No argument. Now, in the name of Jesus, the siege of poverty is over in your life today. The siege of poverty is over in your life today. That was 1982. That's how to take dominion over the affairs of your life. God tells you what's available and what to do to actualize them. You receive that in your mind. You believe it with your heart. Man, you declare it with your mouth and you begin to put to work what it commands. And you begin to work in the consciousness of it. Then you can be fully assured there is no pressure that God will bring to pass what His word says He will bring to pass. Now, let me come to this, and it will help you. 1983, September 6th. My son, you have two eyes. I said, yes, sir. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? And I tried it. That's where the woes of many Christians are. Their eyes are not single. They look to God in the morning, to some other helpers in the night. He said, any time you are looking unto man, never claim to be looking unto me. But if you will fix your eyes on me, you will never be ashamed. Shame must end in your life tonight. What do? Keep your eyes only on Jesus. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? Keep your eyes. Psalm 34 verse 5. They looked unto him and they were lightened and their faces were no more ashamed. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Pastors, don't keep your eyes on members of the church. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't keep your eyes on your father in the faith. Keep your eyes on Jesus at work in him. Jesus is always there, ever available, always there, ever dependable. Keep your eyes. eyes on Jesus, you never know shame. Oh, it's my mama who said I should come there. Your mama said you should drink acid. And you went ahead and drank. From the age of 20, you are absolutely responsible for your actions according to scriptures. Absolutely. Numbers chapter 1, Numbers chapter 4. You are absolutely, from the age of 20, nobody is to blame for any step you take, sir. You only. You only. From the age of 20 and 30, you are just responsible. Your destiny is left in your hand. Amen. You know, the mother eagle keeps the eaglet for some time. That's the time they push them out of the net. Get out from here. Go and find your nest. Go and find your nest. Amen. Go and find your nest. The lions have their own gestation period or their own, you know, time of preparation to disappear. After you get to this place, you go and find your own level. If you find food good, you don't find food, die. So you are absolutely responsible, absolutely. Anything you add to Jesus will frustrate your life. Anything you add to Jesus. Anything you add, because the sorrows of them that hasten after another God shall be multiplied. Shall be, you know, oppression makes the wise man foolish. Don't let your troubles push you to the devil. It will make your matter worse. It will make your matter worse. It will make your matter worse. God, I'm coming to Shiloh. If you don't do anything, I'm going to that herbalist. Why don't you go today? What are you waiting for? Because he won't do anything. A double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. Let him not think he shall receive anything from God. May this one humble you. God doesn't need you and me for anything. We need him for everything. You go, God doesn't know. You can say, I am that I am. You go, I am. You remain, I am. You disappear, I am. You insult me, I am. There is nothing you do that tampers with God. Now, what am I saying? If you will fix your eyes on Jesus for whatever issues are of concern to you at Shiloh, I can assure you, you will not return ashamed. Let me hear your loudest amen. I can assure you, you will not return ashamed. Now, this was some of the light that the Holy Ghost gave me access to secure my dominion over my life. Can I hear your amen? I have unchecked dominion over this body. I went to a meeting one time, one of our house fellowship leadership meeting, and I said, "Can I have a restroom here to ease myself?" They said, "No." And I said, "Go to the tour." I said, "No, I can't go there. Let's go to the meeting." We had the meeting for 2 hours 15 minutes. I had to be reminded, but you wanted to go to the toilet the other time. After 2 hours 15 minutes. I tell my body what to do. Amen. I tell my body what to do. Amen. Amen. I tell my body what to do. I decree that beginning from tonight, nothing will destroy your dominion over your body. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. We had one humbling testimony this year of a young child, a young person that passed on in Aochi. He's a student of Aochi University, Aochi Polytechnic. And then they told the senior sister was a cell minister in Port Harcourt Church. And so they went on with the house fellowship provider, started praying kingdom advancing prayer. Somebody died. Oh Lord, grow your church. Oh Lord, move the people. Oh God, save the lost. Oh God, establish the saved. Somebody died. So in the morning, they sent the junior, the immediate senior brother to that one to go to the mortuary. He got there and said, "You are late. We have embalmed him 24 hours behind." You know the meaning of embalmment? That means properly dead. Amen.
God there, they said, okay, he said, just bring him out, I want to see him. So they brought him out of the cupboard, and he knelt by the dead. Jesus Christ is here. What did he say? Jesus Christ is here, rise up. No sound, no voice. He said, Jesus Christ, amen. Jesus Christ, the Bishop Oyedepo serves, is here. He sat up. He's still up today. Dominion. Dominion. Can I tell you this? Death will be humiliated this end time. Death will be humiliated this end time. For the time cometh when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they that hear shall live. That young man just said, Jesus Christ is here. Rise up. I'm sure the nurses will be, what kind of person is this? Everybody gave their life to Christ. The dead came out. After embalmment. No close case with God. Whatever came with you as a concern, that grave will be open here. And shall be open tonight. Now, this is the conclusion. Any truth that has been revealed to you tonight, which you have received in your mind and believed in your heart, and will be unashamed to declare with your mouth openly and boldly, and will begin to put to work what is demanded of you, and we keep working the conscience of the same, shall become a reality in your hand. That is what makes a difference. No matter who you are and where you are tonight, God's purpose for bringing you here shall begin to find expression from now. Finally, March 1984, I was concerned about the state of the church. So I began, four of us went into prayer and fasting. Why is this church not growing? Jesus. On the third day, he said, stand up and follow me. And I did. He said, turn back now. And I did. And he showed me a layer of thick darkness on the rooftop. He said, that is the blindfolding weapon the devil uses to misinterpret what I am doing in this church. Can I tell you something? Jesus is the one that works in every church. Every church where you see the finger of God day and night, Jesus is the one what? At work. So I stood there. He's like, he said, deal with it. Now, you foul spirit of darkness, get up that roof. There's a light that shines in darkness, and darkness cannot handle it. And I saw it roll away like a carpet. Then he told me three other things to do. Immediately, I saw me pastoring multiply thousands. One Sunday in 1985, I was screaming on our Uja, one kind of public address system. And I said, don't think I'm mad. I'm speaking to thousands you cannot see. They are outside there. Come and say consciousness. When he told me what to do, and I gave myself to doing it, I began to walk in the consciousness of it. Now, no matter what church building we build here, people will be outside. No matter what, till Jesus comes out. I saw them outside. I saw them outside. No matter what capacity of church we build, people will be outside. I pray that you won't toy with any truth again in your life.
And this Shiloh will mark the end of all stagnations and frustrations in your life. In Jesus' precious name. Now, this is how to dominate your world. It begins with dominating the issues of your life, dominating the affairs of your life, being in command of the happenings around your life. That's where it begins. That's where it begins. That's where it begins. The moment you see the littleness of the devil, your fear is gone. Your fear, I don't have one iota of fear in my heart, sir. One. Well, because the devil that causes fear is under my feet. So where would the fear come from? Only one who has lost his mind is afraid of lizards in his house. Lizard can cause you fear. See, I have not been able to sleep since yesterday because of the lizards. Lizard? No. You just take one stick and hit it and go to bed. Everything threatening your life comes to an end finally tonight. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. You know the good news? You won't smell failure again. You won't smell failure again. You won't suffer frustrations and stagnations again. Your dominion will be established in your field of endeavor. Wherever you are, you will be tops there. Wherever you are found, you will be tops there. Wherever you are found, you will be tops there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big clap offering, everybody. Now, this is the foundation to our dominion. It's called salvation. What is it? Salvation. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And he overcomes by the mercy of faith. But he must be born of God first. Dominion is part of our heritage in Christ. But one must be born again before he can have heritage with God. You can't have an inheritance in a family you don't belong to. And salvation is what makes anyone a member of God's own family.
Yep.
And hear what he said in Daniel 7:27. And all, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. They shall be given to the redeemed of the Lord. He has redeemed us as priests and kings to reign on the earth. So until, look, salvation is no makeup. It's an experience. Salvation is not an ideology, it's an experience. If any man be in Christ, a new creature, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You are here tonight, wherever you are, around the world. And you know that you know that you know that you know that you are not born again yet. This is your opportunity to be saved. I'll be 50 years in the faith next February. Amen. I have never checked on any devil for any assistance in my life. Any devil, whether professional prophets or something. I've never checked on any devil. Can you please help me, sir? Help me to see because I'm blind. I've never sought any help from any other source but Jesus. Truly, new path makes you an overcomer.
Amen.
New path makes you an overcomer. New path makes you an overcomer. Please, wherever you are tonight, you want to give your life to Christ and you want to be born again, you want to have the overcomer's experience in life. You want to also enjoy the heritage of dominion in this wicked world. You want to live above all principalities and powers, and not the forces that get people scared and threatened in life. Please stand wherever you are. Want to pray with you. Please, everyone in front, bow your heads right now. Lift up your right hand to God as a sign of surrender. And pray this prayer of faith after me all over the world at this time. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you tonight. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe that my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm now a child of God. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Keep your hands up. Father, I pray over these precious souls. Your grace has brought them into your kingdom. Let the same grace preserve them. I cover every one of you tonight with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered till the day of his appearing. You are returning from Shiloh a brand new person. Living a brand new life. Glorifying God every step of your journey. Grace to serve him to the end is now upon your life. No turning back for you. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Amen. The contention of the devil over your body is over tonight. The Bible says that Satan contended for the body of Moses. And he hasn't changed either. He's still contending for the body of the saints. But Christ has fully paid the price for the redemption of our body. Say, ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord's. Now, listen. Whatever does not glorify God in your body must give way tonight. Say with me, I have been bought with a price. Therefore, I must glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are the Lord's. Now, listen to me. If you believe that Jesus has fully paid the price for your total health, then you take it. Then you take it.
I take it.
When you receive in your mind, you believe with your heart, you declare with your mouth, you just do what he says to do, you are conscious that is the truth and nothing but the truth, then you can be rest assured that you take it. Now, this is what the Lord told me. Tonight, whatever does not glorify God in your body must give way. Nobody is permitted to live here with any affliction tonight. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or a lawful captive delivered? But thus says the Lord, even the prey of the terrible shall be taken, and the captive of the mighty shall be delivered. For I will contend with them that contend with you, and I will save your children. Wherever you are now, take dominion over your body. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and take it.
I have been bought with a price. My body and my spirit must glorify God. I have been bought with a price. My body and my spirit must glorify God. I have been bought with a price. Therefore, my body and my spirit must glorify God. I have been bought with a price. Everybody, take it, take it. He took my infirmity. He bore my sickness. I have been bought with a price. My body and my spirit must glorify God. 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 Whatever does not glorify God must give way, give way, give way in my life tonight, from my body tonight, in the name of Jesus. I have been bought with pride. Therefore, my body and my spirit must glorify God. 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 In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Now watch. By redemption you have been seated together with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and dominion and every name that is named, which is wizards, occulty powers, ogboni, ogbola, anything. Not only in this world, but also that which is to come. Now, say with me, I have been redeemed. And seated in Christ, in heavenly places, far above all the forces of wickedness that operate on this earth, that operate underneath the earth, that operate in the air. Therefore, by redemption, I'm ordained to be far from oppression. Far from oppression. Far from oppression. Now, everybody begin to declare, Satan, take your hand off my life. Take your hand off my affairs. Take your hand off my affairs. Take your hand off my life. Take your hand off my body. Take your hand off my family. Take your hand off my business. Take your hand off my issues. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, precious name we are praying. Last time, anybody that came with any sickness or disease, deformity or disability, put your hand on it. Anybody, any disease in your organ, any malfunctioning organ, put your hand on your chest. Whatever there is that is a torment and affliction on your body, you know where it is, put your hand on it. You don't know where it is, put your hand on your chest, your eyes, if it's your eyes, if your ears, if your head, whatever it is. You know what the Lord said to me? Behold, I have touched your tongue with the coal of fire.
and from henceforth, as you say it, you see it. Whatever I say concerning you, you will see it now. Whatever I say concerning you, you will see it now. Whatever I say concerning you, you will see it now. Father, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, drawing on the liberation mandate you gave to me, I decree that every afflicted soul here be set free now. Everyone under the sound of my voice being tormented in any area of their body, be set free now. I command everything breaking your head, migraine, call it by any name, every planting of the devil, be loose now. Every blind eye be opened now. Every deaf ears be opened now. Every dumb tongue be loose now. Every terminal disease, cancer, HIV AIDS, sickle cell anemia, I command every sword grave to be opened now. Every torment from spells and enchantment, be set free now. Every arrow of the wicked tormenting any life, be set free now. I curse every blood disease tonight. Diabetes is cursed. High blood pressure, hypertension is cursed. Heart disease is cured tonight. Every dying kidney revives tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, the contention over your head is finally over. The contention of the devil over your body is over tonight. In the name of Jesus, it is done. Every affliction is over. Every torture is over. Every satanic growth disappears from your body. Every satanic growth disappears from your body. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Every dead womb is open tonight. Everyone called impotent is liberated tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. Everyone appointed to death, the appointment is crossed tonight. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your two hands to heaven. Celebrate this God of all faithfulness. You are set free. The growth is gone. The pain is appeared. Your eyes are now open. Glory to God. Your eyes are now open. Your eyes are now open. Glory to God. Your eyes are now open. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. You know something? God has never left us without a witness here. Somebody's life has been touched. Somebody has been liberated. Just jump out quickly here in 1-2 minutes, and then we glorify God and go home. Wherever you are now, please, high sound and praise to God. Has he done you well tonight? How many have taken their dominion tonight? How many have taken their dominion tonight? Jesus has set you free. Come down, come down, come down, come down, come down. 1 minute, come down. 1 minute, come down. In all the view centers, go right there to the front. We are closing the next 5 minutes. Please do that.
Jehovah talks my life. Jehovah talks my life. Amen.
Jehovah as the finance editor.
Jehovah turns my life around.
Jehovah turns my life.
Testimonies will be read, maximum five, please, and then we share the goodness. We've taken record of all of them, and they are all the acts of God. We keep celebrating God for you, and they shall be permanent in your life. Please get seated. Let all stations shut down now and take those testimonies from your place. We have 3 minutes to do it.
Hallelujah. Okaunu Grace, 15 years tooth decay, instantly healed by the prophetic word.
The great physician is in the house.
Oburu Pius, 11 years shoulder dislocation, instantly healed right now in God's presence.
Hallelujah.
Angel Michael, 5 years ulcer of the feet and waist, instantly healed right now in God's presence.
That's Angel Michael.
Hallelujah. Okagba Chinwe, 3 years lump in the waist, instantly disappear right now by the prophetic word.
Hallelujah. One more.
Precious Micah Francis, 3 years hole in the heart, all the symptoms instantly disappeared.
Hallelujah.
In God's presence.
Shall we all rise, please? Awesome God. You know what that means? The dominion, your dominion over your body is established tonight. Your dominion over your body is established tonight. From henceforth, whatever you say go to, we go. Whatever you say come to, we come. In the name of Jesus. No more oppression of the devil on your head. Amazing testimonies here. We can't go through them. They are all very significant. But we have to shut down tonight so we can get up early in the morning to be in God's presence. Lift up your two hands, everybody. Glorify God. Celebrate Him. Magnify Him. Every testimony has declared permanent, so you can please leave. You can leave, make sure you submit your sleeves. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Amen. The good news tonight is your dominion over this, your body, is established finally. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Your grave has been finally opened. Your victory all through life is tonight established. As you saw that young 80-year-old girl, as the Lord lives, when you are 80, you'll be bouncing in strength. So shall it be. Are you excited about the visit of the first night? Lift up those two hands to heaven and give God thanks.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548. And best of all, come, hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10 Idiroko Road, Ota,